This is Call on Me, a Star Wars Clone Wars era fanfic written by Black Cat and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Bly Ayla Secura, with additional tags for alternate universe canon divergence, on the run, undercover as a couple, hurt comfort, pre-mission fic. For the prompt, what about Bly and Ayla going undercover to take out Dooku?
You're sure about this, Bly?
Ayla asks softly, like she can't already see that Bly's armor is set aside, packed away, and his normally neatly buzzed hair has been left to grow out, shaggy and just starting to curl. He's already made all the changes that say he's ready, and it's only Ayla's own hesitation that shows uncertainty. Glancing up from the tiny mirror propped up behind the sink, Bly raises a brow.
"Very sure, General," he says, "seeing as the other option is letting you go alone."
Ayla smiles ruefully, crossing her legs beneath herself on the bed. The other option would have been safer for Bly, and he would have taken on a new general, not had to worry. But he'd volunteered regardless, helped craft their cover, and it's less of a lie than it likely should be.
"If I didn't go, the council would have sent Quinlan," she says.
And she has all the faith in the world in Quinlan, but he walks in the shadows too much as it is. With Anakin having left the Order, Quinlan took command of the 501st, and having troops who depend on him, having one thing to focus on that's always in the light of day, or at least not always in the dark, has been so good for him that Ayla can't see him turn back to what he was before. It made the choice to take the mission easy when Thulm told her the alternative the council was considering. Bly agreeing was a surprise. Bly grunts, focusing on the mirror again as he finishes shaving.
"Besides," he says,
and it's a little wry,
"this is a better cover story, right?"
He pauses, and then deliberately says, like he's reminding himself, "Ayla." Ayla is glad she's the only Jedi here, that she's the only one who can feel her reaction to Bly using her given name. She knows the respect he usually gives her title, but her name is something else entirely. And it's all he'll be using, right up until the end of the mission. Maybe after, too, if she has her way.
Assuming they survive it.
"A clone and a Jedi in love?" she asks wryly, and doesn't let her gaze linger on the breadth of Bly's shoulders, the curls of gold that run across his shoulders and down his back. "Disillusioned and on the run? I do sometimes wonder how much of a romantic Master Yoda believes Dooku is to think that he would come after us just because of that sort of story."
"More like Dooku's willing to use our desperation against us,"
Bly says darkly, and straightens, grabbing a towel and scrubbing it over his face. When he turns, there's something equally dark on his face, and he leans back against the sink, tossing the towel over his shoulder and then folding his arms over his chest. The gold on his forearms catches the light, bright and sleek.
"And against the Republic."
"And we shall use that against him."
Ayla smiles, uncurling herself and coming to her feet, and the room is small enough that it only takes two long steps to put her right in front of Bly. When she rises up on her toes, it's almost enough to put them on eye level with each other, and she can see the flicker of amusement in Bly's face. He puts his hands on her hips, steadying her, and Ayla brushes the backs of her fingers against his cheek,
light and lingering, right beneath the smear of gold there.
I believe you missed a spot, she says lightly.
Bly snorts, pulling her in just slightly. Aayla wants him to do it more firmly, wants him to realize that she wants it, but they have time.
However long it takes to get to Dooku, to kill him, to find his master.
And then, after that, when the war is over, they'll have still more time, just for them. Bly will realize this isn't just an extension of their flirting, isn't just an act.
Eventually, Aayla has full faith in him.
Part of my rugged charm,
Bly says, mouth curving, and then he pauses. Looks down at her for a long moment, then reaches up, and the light curl of his fingers around a leck is enough to make Ayla's breath catch.
We'll make it, Aayla,
he says, low, and Aayla smiles crookedly, leaning forward to rest her head against the bare line of his collarbone.
Farewell, she says, and believes it. Together.
Bly breathes out, slow, careful, and his arm slides around her back, pulls her close. They only have a few more hours before they have to start running. Before Mace's faked murder is found, and Fox starts putting the pieces together, and finds the seeds the council planted, then comes after them. But until then... Until then, this is good. Bly's arms around her, and his heartbeat under her ear, and a chance to fix everything in front of them. Aayla isn't about to let it slip through their fingers. The end.